Welcome to Eternal Christendom, consecrated to Our Lady for the glory of our Lord. I'm Joshua Charles. So this is our normal Great Rosary campaign announcement on Sundays. Normally we pray the rosary every week for a new person, usually somebody we're hoping either converts to the Catholic faith or if they're Catholic, you know, comes back to the fullness of it. This week is a special version because this week we have a new Pope, Pope Leo XIV. This was my first conclave as a Catholic. As I noted on social media, in the past, I had never recognized that the Pope was the earthly head of all Christians. And this was the first time I recognized in the process of one being elected that this was my father in the Lord and the father of all Christians in the Lord on earth. And so what a joy and privilege to witness this whole process. I think we all know that these are troubling days. They are disturbing days. There are wars and rumors of wars, both outside the church and even within the church. But I must say that I am filled with I hope, a holy optimism right now. And I just want to commend to all of you to fervently pray the rosary for our new Pope, Pope Leo XIV. And this week, as penance, I would suggest a holy hour, meaning a holy hour of adoration before our Blessed Lord in the Holy Eucharist. He is where our strength lies. He is where the Pope's strength lies. The Pope is the vicar of our Lord, and the Lord has not abandoned his church. So instead of our normal Great Rosary campaign announcement, I want to do something a little bit special, and that is read the second sermon of Pope St. Leo the Great. He is a great church father from the 5th century, and he was famous for standing for the Catholic faith and also for asserting the prerogatives of the papal office. He was also a great and humble man who was very skilled, not only in theology, but also just pastoral administration. He wrote many, many wonderful works. I highly recommend you look into him. You can find his sermons, his letters, and whatnot all online for free, or at least many of them. So this second sermon was actually delivered on the anniversary of Pope Leo the Great's consecration as Pope. And so I thought it'd be interesting. It's pretty quick. I thought it'd be interesting to read it to all of you, almost as a prayer for our new Pope Leo. So we have Pope Leo the Great, who I'll be reading, and we are going to be reading it as a prayer for Pope Leo the 14th, that God may guide him, may protect him, and may help him be a pastor that I know that we need right now. So here is Sermon 2 from Pope Leo the Great about 1,500 years ago. And may this be the heart and soul of our new Pope Leo XIV. The divine condescension has made this an honorable day for me, for it is shown by raising my humbleness to the highest rank that he despised not any of his own. And hence, although one must be diffident of merit, yet it is one's bounden duty to rejoice over the gift, since he who is the imposer of the burden is himself the aider in its execution. And lest the weak recipient should fall beneath the greatness of the grace, he who conferred the dignity will also give the power. As the day, therefore, returns in due course on which the Lord purposed that I should begin my episcopal office, there is true cause for me to rejoice to the glory of the Lord, who, that I might love him much, has forgiven me much, and that I might make his grace wonderful, has conferred his gifts upon me, in whom he found no recommendations of merit. And by this work, what does the Lord suggest and commend to our hearts, but that no one should presume upon his own righteousness, nor distrust God's mercy, which shines out more preeminently than when the sinner is made holy and the downcast lifted up. For the measure of heavenly gifts does not rest upon the quality of our deeds, nor in this world, in which all life is temptation, is each one rewarded according to his deserving. For if the Lord were to take count of a man's iniquities, no one could stand before his judgment. Therefore, dearly beloved, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together, that the whole reason of today's concourse may be referred to the praise of him who brought it to pass. For so far as my own feelings are concerned, I confess that I rejoice most over the devotion of you all. And when I look upon this splendid assemblage of my venerable brother priests, I feel that where so many saints are gathered, the very angels are amongst us. nor do I doubt that we are today visited by a more abundant outpouring of the divine presence, when so many fair tabernacles of God, so many excellent members of the body of Christ are in one place and shine with one light. Nor yet, I feel sure, is the fostering condescension and true love of the most blessed apostle Peter absent from this congregation. He has not deserted your devotion, in whose honor you are met together. And so he too rejoices over your good feeling and welcomes your respect for the Lord's own institution as shown toward the partners of his honor, commending the well-ordered love of the whole church, which ever finds Peter in Peter's see. And from affection for so great a shepherd, grows not lukewarm even over so inferior a successor as myself. In order, therefore, dearly beloved, that this loyalty which you unanimously display towards my humbleness may obtain the fruit of its zeal, on bended knee entreat the merciful goodness of our God, that in our days he will drive out those who assail us, strengthen faith, increase love, increase peace, and deign to render me his poor slave, whom to show the riches of his grace, he is willed to stand at the helm of the church, sufficient for so great a work, and useful in building you up, and to this end, to lengthen our time for service, that the years he may grant us may be used to his glory through Christ our Lord. Amen. What better request for prayer from Pope St. Leo the Great, which I believe should be, we should take as a request for our prayers today, through the Holy Rosary in particular, for Pope Leo the 14th. May he reign long and well over us, and may God guide his heart and his mind to shepherd God's people with grace, with truth, and with strength. God bless Pope Leo the 14th. And with that, we'll close with our normal anthem verse, Psalm 73, verses 25 through 26. Who have I in heaven but you? And on earth I desire nothing besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but the Lord is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.